MP41 recording length 11 minutes and 46 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 41 Open Cluster M41, NGC 2287, Type E, Incanus Major M41.jpg, Right Ascension 06, 46.0, H colon M, Declination, 20, 44, Deg colon M, Distance 2.3, Cli, Visual Brightness 4.5, Mag, Apparent Dimension 38.0, Arc Min, Discovered by Giovanni Battista Hadrianus before 1654, perhaps known to Aristotle about 325 BC, Open Star Cluster Messier 41, Million 41, NGC 2287, is lying about 4 degrees nearly exactly south of Sirius, the brightest star in the sky. It contains about 100 stars, including several red, or orange, giants, the brightest being of spectral type K3 and Mag 6.9, and situated near the cluster's center. This star is about 700 times more luminous than our Sun. The stars are distributed over a volume about 25 or 26 light-years across, and all receding from us at 34 km/sec. As they are at a distance of 2,300 light-years, they appear scattered over an area of 38 arc minutes diameter. The age of M41 was estimated at 190 million years, Sky Catalog 2000, and 240 million years, GeneNet's Geneva team. The hottest star has been found to be of spectral type A0. All sources agree that it is to be typized as of Trumpler class I-3-R. This stellar swarm is receding from us at 34 km/sec. Heffert, Wallerstein, and Greenstein have investigated M41's K type red giant stars, and found their chemical composition very similar to that of our Sun. J. E. Gore mentions that M41 was possibly recorded by Aristotle about 325 BC. This would make it the faintest object recorded in classical antiquity, from Burnham. However, this identification is uncertain. A. A. Barnett presumes that Aristotle may have described the Milky Way near the star Deep Sea in May. Hadrianus was the first to catalog it before 1654, and it got generally known after John Flamsteed's independent rediscovery of February 16, 1702, who remarks, number 965 in his catalog, near this star, 12 C in May, there is a cluster. It was independently found again by Le Gentil in 1749, and apparently by Charles Messier, who added it to his catalog on January 16, 1765. The relatively bright star in the upper right, southeastern, corner of our image is the 6th mag star 12 Canis Majoris. According to the Sky Catalog 2000, Volume 1, this star is a blue giant of spectral type B7IIN, which is at roughly half the distance of the cluster, 1,100 light-years, and thus not a member. This star is also in the lower left of the DSSM image. Archinal and Heinies, 2003, note that the distance of M41 is almost the same as that of another, less conspicuous open cluster, Kalliner 121, which is situated at an angular separation of 4.6 degrees. The linear distance of these two open clusters is thus only about 60 light-years. Therefore, the authors speculate there might be some sort of physical relation between them. Michael Feio reports that an error of 1 minute in right ascension exists in many catalogs for M41. They give RA equals 06:47.0 instead of 06:46.0. This can be verified, e.g. with the help of the Digital Sky Survey. He discovered this when proofreading the first edition of Uranometria 2000.0. While Messier had this position correctly in his original catalog, this error occurs in the NGC, and it may be that Dreyer was the source of the error. This cluster is easy to find, as it is nearly exactly south of Sirius, at an angular distance of 4 degrees. Messier 41 observations and descriptions perhaps known to Aristotle about 325 BC. Discovered by Giovanni Battista Hadrianus before 1654. Discovered by John Flamsteed on February 16, 1702. Messier, M41, January 16, 1765. 416H 35 m 53s, 98D 58, 12, 20D 33, 00. cluster of stars below Sirius, near Ocanus Majoris. This cluster appears nebulous in an ordinary telescope of 1 foot Florida. It is nothing more than a cluster of small stars. Mimbakken for 1771, p. 450. First Messier Catalog. In the night of January 16 to 17, 1765, I have observed below Sirius and near the star row of Canis Major a star cluster. When examining it with a night refractor, this cluster appeared nebulous. Instead, there is nothing but a cluster of small stars. I have compared the middle with the nearest known star, and I found its right ascension of 98 degrees 58, 12, and its declination 20 degrees 33, 50, north actually, south. See table below. P 458, 1765.January.16, Ra, 98.58.12, Dec. 20.330. A cluster of stars below Sirius, and near the star row Canis Majoris. Aristotle from Meteorologica, Book 1, Chapter 6. Some of the fixed stars have tails, and for this we need not rely only on the evidence of the Egyptians who say they have observed it. We have observed it also ourselves, for one of the stars in the thigh of the dog had a tail, though a dim one. If you looked hard at it, the light used to become dim, but to less intent glance it was brighter. Identification reference from John Ellard Gore, Bode, Bode 15, A Star Cluster, Bode, 1782, CMA 57, from Vorstellung der Gestern auf XXIV Kupferfeld, Introduction to the Stars on 34 Copper Plates, 1782, here P32, Plate 25, CMA 57, after Messier, Ra. 99:0806:36.5, Dec. 20:33, Small Star Cluster, Caroline Herschel February 26, 1783, observed M41 and missing, M47, William Herschel unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters, Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 654, 1784, October 20th. SW 304, a large cluster of very coarsely scattered large bright stars. John Herschel, 1833, H411 = M41, Sweep 236, March 4, 1830, Ra 6 H39 m 43, NPD 110 D 34, 13, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance. Course. Phil's Field, the chief, 8 meters, is red, a poor CL, the place is estimated from a D asterisk in the CL. Course. Phil's Field, the chief star, of 8th magnitude, is red, a poor cluster, the place position, is estimated from a double star in the cluster. Smythe, CCL XV 265, M41, CCL XV 41 million Canis Majoris. R6 H39 m 55, Dec S20 D34.8 mean epoch of observation, 1836.17 March 1836, position 85 D.0, W1, distance 45.0, W1, a double star, in a scattered cluster, on the great dog's chest, a mag, 9, lucid white, B10, pale white. This was registered by Messier in 1764, as a mass of small stars, but it is divided into five groups, of which the central one is the richest, and marked by three bright stars forming a crescent. In the NP north preceding, NW, is the open double star which is here estimated, and 41 Messier may be struck upon by running away from Aldebaran, through Epsilon in the center of Orion's belt, and from thence between Sirius and Mersum to about 4 deg in the southeast space beyond them. But a beacon is rather acceptable in so low a declination. The Tyro may hit his object by first directing his telescope, charged with a low power, upon Sirius, and then depressing it 4 deg 5, when in about a minute a pair of 8th magnitudes will appear, constituting 233 and 236 p hor vi, and in about another minute, the cluster under discussion will follow. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 1454, GC1454 equals 8411 equals M41, RAW6H41 meters 0.3s, NPD110D36, 2.2, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VL, B, LC, Saint 8, 3 observations by W.N. J. Herschel, very large, bright, little compressed, stars of 8th magnitude and fainter. Remark, 1454 equals 8411 equals M41. This nebula SIC was also observed by Flamsteed, Dreyer, and GC2287, and GC2287 equals GC1454 equals 8411. Flamsteed Legendel, M14 actually M41, RAW6H41 meters zeros, NPD110D36.0, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VL, B, LC, Saint 8, equals M41 cluster, very large, bright, little compressed, stars of 8th magnitude and fainter. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC2287, RA equals 6:42.7, DEC equals 20:38, a large, very coarse and sparse cluster, about 25, in diameter, 0 SN, content car as if SEDS. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.